listener production. It's been a damp end to an interesting week on the Aussie share market.
And what should investors look forward to in the coming week?
Good afternoon, I'm Laura.
I'm Craig.
It's Friday, the 22nd of March. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Well, Craig, what an end to a very, very interesting week that we've had here.
Yeah, everything bar the kitchen sink has been thrown at us this week, and it doesn't get any easier going forward, although we're moving into the Easter period.
Yeah, we had something like, 20 central banks around the world making interest rate decisions. And of course, we don't talk a lot about most of the other countries around the world.
Like Albania, Pakistan, those sorts of countries.
And the reason we don't is because they don't really impact what happens in our share market. And the reason that we talk about the US a lot is because they're actually the largest economy in the world. So we really look to them for some sort of a direction that generally leads us into our session. At the start of the week, we had the RBA starting their two-day policy meeting. Of course, they're in their brand new structure now where they do that two-day meeting instead of just a few hours. That decision landed on Tuesday afternoon, still as per normal. They left rates steady as was expected. And then a few days later, on early Thursday morning, we had the US Central Bank handing down their interest rate decision. They kept rates on hold as well. But I guess what had markets really excited was what happened over in the US. They basically said that three rate hikes were still on the cards this year, right?
Yeah, despite a strong economy, it's interesting. They revised up their forecast for economic growth. The job market's going to hold up a whole lot better. Inflation, though, is going to come down, and they're going to still be in the position to be able to cut interest rates three times over the year. So it's quite remarkable.
Yeah, we've seen inflation over in the US still remaining quite sticky. So it's been a little bit hotter than expected recently. So there were some analysts maybe thinking that they might revise that down to only two rate cuts, but they kept that at three. And that's why we had a very strong session yesterday. So we lifted about 1.1%. Just to touch on the RBA, which I didn't mention, they did actually this time seem a little bit more neutral.
Yeah, a neutral stance is basically what we can sum up. Previously, they had expected that they can't rule out further interest rate hikes. Now they're not ruling anything in or out.
And then yesterday, of course, as well as the US interest rate decision, we also had that jobs data coming out, which was a lot hotter than expected, more than three times the amount of jobs analysts were expecting.
A real barn burner, 116,500 jobs created, the unemployment rate falling. No one seemed to believe it, though. The share market said, I still think we're going to see rate cuts later in the year. So it's an interesting one. As we said at the beginning, everything by the kitchen sink. You've got labour force figures, you've got the central banks, meeting, you name it, it happened over the week.
Yeah, it was quite pivotal. And look, although it didn't matter too much, what it did do was push that rate hike expectation from September to maybe November here in Australia, but they do still think a rate cut is on the cards. But as you mentioned, the share market didn't react very much. We still lifted that 1.1%, the very strong gain that we saw. But it seems like maybe investors were potentially digesting this news today because we saw US markets last night hitting record highs, but we actually bucked the trend and we've actually been falling for all of today's session.
Yeah, and I suppose what we can put the blame on is the fact that the oil prices fell overnight. So we had the energy sector weaker today, and that's due to falls in the oil price. Woodside was amongst those to experience the declines. And we also had a fall in the gold price. Now, the gold price rose to record highs, then retreated from those highs. But in terms of our market today, we saw the likes of Genesis down 6%, Bellevue down the order 4.5%, and Emerald down 5.5%.
And the gold subsector itself is down 1.5%. So that's all those gold miners as a group. So they did ease just slightly off those record highs that they hit yesterday. But what we've seen is property stocks actually bucking the trend today. They're up by around 1.3% as we speak. And of course, that's quite an interest rate sensitive sector. In other news today, we had a few companies paying out dividends, including ARN Media, Hello World Travel, ProMedicus, AGL, Michael Hill. There's many more on the list. So if you hold any of those, maybe check your bank accounts. And we will talk more about dividends, but you had a very interesting fact around dividend payments, right?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot in terms of dividends being paid out next week. But what we look at is the proportion of the shareholders of a company that use the dividend reinvestment plan. Instead of getting the dividends in cash, it goes back in and you basically buy some more shares.
Yeah. So it's sort of a set and forget, and you keep getting building up the amount of shares that you hold over time.
Yeah, more shares, more dividends, more shares,
exactly.
Higher prices, seemingly, yes, good news for investors. But it's quite interesting in terms of the Commonwealth Bank, 13.4% of shareholders put their money into the dividend reinvestment plan. That does seem on
very
the low
small.
Side. But look at some of the other banks. If we look at NAB, Westpac and ANZ, it's around about 7 to 8%. Mm. And Wesfarmers, it's around about 13%. So a small number of people relative to those getting dividends who put their money back into work in the market. And that means, yes, in the next couple of weeks, a lot of people are going to get checks in the mail.
Exactly.
I don't know whether they still exist, you know, so checks or mail, but you know, but there'll be money in bank deposits. And then they've got a question of, you know, so whether they reinvest those somewhere else in the market or whether they pay a few bills.
And the question that this raised for me was that, is it a matter of people maybe being too lazy to set up the dividend reinvestment? Maybe they don't know how to set it up, or is it maybe a correlation between the cost of living perhaps? Because we don't have that historical data, so we don't know if previously people were doing more of dividend reinvestment, but now with the cost of living, maybe they want to actually see the money paid out to them. So we're not sure, but those are the stats. So most people are actually getting the money from their dividends. So you'll see a nice payout. The best performer today has been Fisher & Paykel.
Yes, Fisher & Paykel Healthcare. This is a New Zealand-based company. It was founded back in 1934, so it's been around quite a while. It's revised its profit guidance. It previously had net profit after tax between $250 and $260 million New Zealand. Now it's moved to the top end of that range. Sees profit, underlying profit between $260 to $265 million. Solid demand for consumables, the things that are used in hospitals like masks, and that may have something to do with the fact of further waves that we're seeing of COVID around the place.
The second best performer has been Virgin Money UK, and they've actually been doing quite well recently. Just two Fridays ago, they hit a record high. Their stock price moved from $3.07 to $4.12, which is a gain of about 33% in one single day. And this was on the back of news of a takeover offer by rival lender Nationwide Building Society, which at the time was at a 38% premium to Virgin Money's share price. So today, following an update on that takeover deal, saying that the two parties have agreed to the $4.4 billion deal. So a couple of weeks ago, there was actually a lack of detail around the value of the deal. So under the terms of the acquisition, each Virgin Money shareholder will be entitled to receive 220 pence. Of course, this is a UK brand, which equals about $4.29 in Aussie dollars. So keep that in mind. Now, just looking over the week very quickly, we did see miners doing best, and that was mostly from solid gains from the major players on Tuesday. So BHP was up about 3%, similar story with Fortescue and Rio, and that was on the back of higher iron ore prices. We saw real estate doing second best, a very interest rate sensitive sector, financials in third place, but on the other end, consumer staples, utilities and telecom all easing a little bit. We did mention that there's a lot going on next week. So first of all, of course, it will be a holiday shortened week for Easter. So we'll have a holiday on Friday and then the following Monday as well. So a 4-day weekend, which I'm sure we're all looking forward to. We get a lot of inflation reads. So here in Australia, we get the monthly inflation read on Wednesday. We'll get an inflation read from the US on Friday night. We get retail trade figures here in Australia on Thursday, finding out how much Aussies have been spending in the shops, and it's a massive week for dividend payments.
Something in the order of $18.8 billion is going to be paid out over the next week. On Wednesday, we have something like $7 billion being paid out and $11.5 billion being paid out on Thursday. So the dollars going into bank accounts around the nation and allowing people to either to spend, to pay down debt, or to perhaps reinvest some of that money and put it in the bank and in saving an account there, or put it back into the share market.
And just to provide a little bit of context around this, if we look at the biggest stock on our market, BHP, they'll be paying out $5.5 billion to eligible shareholders. But we'll give you more details around dividend payments next week. And I hope you all have a lovely weekend.
Bye-bye.
This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.